Lesson 1. Talking about personal growth. Have you ever looked back and noticed how much you've evolved over the years?
Definitely. A few years ago, I was terrible at managing my time and always procrastinated until the last minute. It seriously undermined my confidence.
What catalyzed that change for you?
It started when I failed a crucial assignment. I felt deeply disappointed, but it compelled me to introspect. Since then, I've developed more effective habits, like proactive planning and setting achievable goals.
That sounds like genuine progress. For me, it was learning to communicate more assertively. I used to avoid confrontation and let others make decisions for me.
And now?
Now, I articulate my opinions clearly and respectfully. It hasn't been effortless, but it has substantially improved my relationships.
I believe personal growth often stems from moments that push us beyond our comfort zones.
Absolutely. The most rewarding part is realizing you're capable of far more than you previously believed.
This audio belongs to Global Speak Institute. Lesson 17. Discussing equality and respect. Have you ever felt like someone didn't respect your opinion just because you're younger? How did that make you feel?
Definitely. In group projects, sometimes older students ignore what I suggest or interrupt me, which makes me feel invisible and undervalued.
That's really frustrating. I've had similar experiences myself. One time, a teacher dismissed my idea without even giving it a chance.
I believe that equality and respect should begin with active listening. Everyone deserves to be heard and treated fairly regardless of age.
Absolutely. At my last debate club meeting, we established a rule that everyone must have an equal opportunity to speak, no matter their background or age.
That's such a great practice. It encourages people to express themselves confidently and without fear of being ignored or belittled.
Exactly. And respect isn't only about what we say, but also about how we react to others' ideas, even when we disagree.
Yes. Responding thoughtfully and without dismissiveness is key to showing genuine respect.
I also think schools should organize more activities that teach collaboration, empathy, and understanding among students.
I agree. When people feel respected, they participate more actively and develop stronger confidence and teamwork skills.
It's important for everyone to feel included and valued in order to foster a healthy learning environment.
Yes, and that kind of environment helps us all grow, not just academically, but personally too.
This audio belongs to Global Speak Institute.
Lesson 18. Talking about freedom in school. Do you think schools today allow enough student autonomy?
Honestly, many schools still have an authoritarian approach. Students might choose clubs, but we rarely have a say in how we learn or what we discuss.
Exactly. The learning path feels predetermined. There's little room for critical thinking or creativity.
I agree. The lecture-based model can be stifling. Some students learn best through collaborative discussions and real-life problem-solving.
And the rules, banning phones completely? That feels more like control than education.
Instead of imposing blanket bans, why not teach digital responsibility and empower students to use tech wisely?
That's real empowerment. Freedom should include space for trial and error, learning through making choices, even mistakes.
But true freedom comes with accountability. It's not about chaos. It's about managing our liberty.
Schools should adopt a more participatory culture. Maybe involve students in curriculum planning or feedback loops.
That would be transformative. Feeling seen and heard boosts motivation and engagement.
This audio belongs to Global Speak Institute.
Lesson 26, giving a structured presentation. I have to give a presentation next week on renewable energy, but I'm unsure how to structure it effectively.
You should begin with an engaging introduction, perhaps a startling statistic, or a rhetorical question to captivate your audience.
That's a great idea. Then, should I explain what renewable energy is and why it's crucial?
Exactly. After the introduction, outline your principal arguments. For instance, different types of renewable energy, their advantages, and the challenges involved.
Should I incorporate multimedia or just slides?
Definitely use visuals to enhance comprehension and maintain attention. But avoid overloading slides with excessive text or data.
Got it. And how should I conclude?
Summarize the key points succinctly, then deliver a compelling conclusion. Maybe pose a thought-provoking question or propose a feasible solution.
That sounds manageable. I'll rehearse multiple times to reduce anxiety.
Excellent mindset. Rehearsals refine your delivery and boost confidence. Best of luck.
Thanks, Long. Do you think it's better to memorize the whole speech or just know the main points?
It's best to know your main points well, but speak naturally, not memorize word for word. That way, you can adapt if needed and sound more engaging.
This audio belongs to Global Speech Institute.
Lesson 37. Talking about globalization. Have you noticed how many international brands are omnipresent nowadays?
Absolutely. It's common to see people drinking Starbucks, using iPhones, and watching Netflix almost everywhere.
That's globalization in full swing. It facilitates global connectivity, but also raises some significant concerns.
Such as?
For instance, local enterprises often struggle to compete with multinational corporations. Moreover, cultural identity can be subtly eroded.
That's true. Yet globalization brings substantial benefits. Enhanced education access, accelerated communication, and expanded job opportunities.
I concur. Personally, participating in international exchange programs has allowed me to build friendships worldwide.
Me too. It also heightened my awareness of pressing global issues like climate change and social justice.
So, do you think globalization is more beneficial or detrimental overall?
I believe it depends on how it's managed. If we uphold respect for local values and strive for fairness, globalization can be a powerful force for sustainable progress.
This audio belongs to Global Speech Institute.
Lesson 45. Talking about life values. Do you ever reflect on which values hold the utmost importance in your life?
Absolutely. For me, honesty is paramount. I believe that unwavering truthfulness cultivates trust in every relationship.
That's a vital one. I deeply value empathy, the capacity to genuinely understand and resonate with others' feelings.
Empathy is transformative. It fortifies teamwork and nurtures enduring friendships.
I also hold perseverance in high regard. When facing adversity, I strive not to succumb to defeat.
That's an area I'm actively improving. Sometimes, I feel disheartened when things don't align with my expectations.
We all experience that. Yet I've realized that maintaining commitment, no matter how incremental the progress, imbues life with purpose.
Agreed. Another principle I endeavor to embody is responsibility, accepting ownership of my actions and learning from setbacks.
That exemplifies maturity. I think living in accordance with our values profoundly shapes our choices and ultimately defines who we become.
I also value humility, Recognizing one's limitations allows us to grow and connect with others more authentically.
That's a good point. Humility keeps us grounded and open to new perspectives, which is essential for personal growth.
This audio belongs to Global Speak Institute.